Did Homo erectus walk as we do today? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kevin Hatala, postdoctoral researcher at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology, determines whether the feet of our ancestors resemble our own.
For most people, the phrase human fossil record brings to mind the iconic skulls, bones, and stone tools we've all seen in National Geographic. These finds can be fascinating, but over time we've realized that even thorough analyses of bones and artifacts can't answer all of the important questions about our evolution, especially questions concerning dynamic behaviors, things like how certain fossil species walked or how they interacted with other individuals. Recently, my colleagues and I have turned to a different type of data to try to fill in some of the gaps in our understanding of fossil human behaviors. Our international research team has discovered, excavated, and analyzed multiple assemblages of 1.5 million-year-old footprints near the town of Illarat, Kenya, that we believe were made by our extinct relative, Homo erectus. Through a series of experiments, we've shown that these footprints are essentially indistinguishable from footprints made by modern people. We've found strong evidence that Homo erectus had a very human-like foot anatomy, and that their feet functioned in much the same way as our own. These adaptations could have allowed Homo erectus, 1.5 million years ago, to walk efficiently on two legs in a manner very similar to how we walk today. Also, based on the sizes of these footprints, it appears that several adult males were traveling over the same muddy surfaces at about the same time, potentially as a group. This suggests mutual tolerance or perhaps even cooperation between male Homo erectus individuals. Male-male cooperation underlies many social behaviors that are characteristic of modern humans, and this dynamic may have supported the emergence of human-like social behaviors in Homo erectus. These hypotheses will require further testing, but these fossil human footprints are already providing an exciting window from which we can better understand some of the formerly hidden aspects of our evolutionary past.
That was Kevin Hatala of the Max Planck Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.